Hello, this is Collective Noun. For a high quality program, press 1. You have pressed 2.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Oh, Dom, I am embarrassed. I have let down our generation, millennials everywhere. I apologize.
Oh, boy.
Over the weekend, I was asked to do something that should be very simple for millennials.
Yep.
I've let the team down. I was fired from my position. It caused me a lot of embarrassment. It embarrassed me in front of my friends.
Okay, well, I'm trying to think what the main millennial tasks would be.
Yeah.
I mean, was it something to do with making avocado on toast that you couldn't do?
No. I wasn't called up to the avocado on toast tournament last minute. You know I've got that dream, though. When I go to the exhibition, the show, and I get called up on stage in the How to Make Avocado tent, I've been training for that for my whole life.
You want to represent Australia in that. And really, if there's anything that you represent the country in, I think that's where you would do your best.
No, this is around Instagram. I was asked to help someone's Instagram. I let them down. It was quite embarrassing publicly.
Okay.
I want to share that before midnight tonight.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Dom, I have an idea that will make Australia win the next Eurovision. Obviously, over the weekend, the Eurovision Song Contest was held. Our entrant was none other than Jess Malboy.
Brilliant performance, I thought.
She did so good, and
didn't
we're so
she?
Proud of Jess.
Oh.
Unfortunately, we didn't win. We came 20th.
Yep.
And that means we've been in the song contest 4 times now, Dom. The highest we've ever got was 2nd with Dami Im.
We've gone backwards the past few years. You know what? I think Isaiah last year came 9th or something. It hasn't been a great little patch for Australia in Eurovision.
We've had a good warm-up, but it's time to go for the win. And I think I know how to do it.
Okay.
We need to approach it a different way. And we need to look a little bit to left field for our contestants.
Okay, so hold on, because I know around this stage every year they start talking about who's going to be next year's entrant for Australia.
Yeah.
Because we're still in it. Have you got ideas?
Yeah, I've got a few suggestions. My first suggestion is for an Aussie icon. I think we should send Shane Warne.
look, obviously I'm never against any idea that involves Shane Warne.
Yeah.
But it's a singing contest.
Yeah. I figure you can teach him how to sing, but you can't teach a love of Europe.
Okay.
And I think, Dom, you'd agree with me that Warney for a long time has shown a love of Italian culture.
I'll tell you what, the other thing I've come up with, the local pizza place that I like, is spaghetti bolognese on a pizza.
He's an innovator, inventor, a lover of the European cultures.
I feel like if Eurovision 2019 pops up and Warney walks on stage in his cricket whites with a slice of that pizza, they'll just give him first place.
He doesn't have to sing.
He doesn't have to sing. He's Warney.
But I understand you might want some singing.
I think you probably would. I think that'd be a good idea.
If you do want singing and we want to look for a different contestant, I think we should look to mining magnate turned politician turned meme maker Clive Palmer, because he has a long history of making and singing songs.
Does he?
Yeah, have a listen.
Goodbye, Barnaby. Barnaby. Barnaby, goodbye. Goodbye, Barnaby. Goodbye. Barnaby, bye-bye. Goodbye to Lou. Tweet.
That's an a cappella version of Goodbye, Barnaby. He uploaded to his Facebook page last year.
Is he still doing those things?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you might call them slam poems. That might be more up the alley of what
they're
called.
It's almost what Clive Palmer's most well known for, is saying goodbye to politicians who leave Parliament numerous times in a 20-second video.
They could put music to the back of that. He could do that on the Eurovision stage.
Maybe more of a rap sort of angle. I don't mind it. I'm on board for that one. That's good.
Or if we wanted to go down the traditional route.
Okay.
I mean, a lot of the people we've sent so far have come from reality TV backgrounds.
Mm.
So how could we overlook this guy?
What about me?
Okay.
Shannon Knoll.
Yeah.
Knollsy.
Mm.
As Aussie as they come, he could pull out in a ute, do a burnout on stage.
Yeah. I mean, there's one. Look.
There is a big problem.
Yeah, there is a big problem.
Are you thinking of the big problem that I'm thinking of?
I'm thinking of there's a very clear problem. If we're wanting to win.
Yeah, we want to win.
We want to win.
He did come second in Australian Idol. He did also come second in I'm a Celebrity.
Yeah.
If we send him over there, he could be the crowd favourite.
That's true.
Everyone could want him to win. It could look like he was about to win. And then for the third time in a row, he'd come second.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Do you have a friend that you can't take anywhere because when you do, they just embarrass you? For us, that's Dom sitting across from me. And producer Michael and I, we had to go to a meeting today.
Yeah.
Dom came with us.
Okay, this is a bit rough. I'm not the tag along. You weren't babysitting me.
And while sitting in reception, they had some Minties on the table.
A complimentary bowl of Minties.
You know, take one. Situation.
There's no sign on the table that says take one.
We were there for 10 minutes.
Yep.
Dom was eating them like popcorn. Just like scoffing them back.
Okay.
I had never seen someone eat Minties like that before.
When life gives you lemonade. No, what is it? When life gives you lemons, make lemonade. When life gives you Minties.
Make what?
Dig in. That's one of my slogans I live off saying.
Minties aren't something that you binge in. Minties are something that you eat to freshen your breath and then you're done.
There's something you binge on if they're free. I mean, we had a chat last week on the show about free samples at a supermarket. You said you didn't have them. I said I did.
Okay, now what is your financial situation at the moment that you see free Minties and you think I have to stock up? I'm in a Minty drought.
I
don't know when I'll see Minties again.
I'm just saying, when there's a bowl of Minties in front of you. And you know what, Zach? I don't reckon they could care less how many I ate.
The receptionist was definitely giving a side eye.
She was not.
She knew. There was a pile of wrappers in front of you, and when the people came out and called us in, we're waiting for the meeting, Dom stuffed them in his pocket because you knew. You were hiding your shame.
Okay, look, I had more Minties than I went in expecting to eat today.
Was it a record?
No, good Lord, no.
Okay.
But it was a good performance. I mean, I guess Usain Bolt runs a very fast time. He doesn't break the record every time. He's always fast, though.
Yeah.
I'm always big with my Minty intake. In fact, if there's free food in an office, in a reception area, I don't think I've ever passed that up. If you have a bowl of sometimes it's Mentos, I'll dig in. Sometimes it's M&M's. Happily dig into that one.
We need to be clear. This isn't taking a handful and putting it in your pocket for later.
I did that as well.
Okay.
There were some for the road. And you did see as we walked out of the meeting that I grabbed a few more on the walk out of the reception. I'm just saying, when they put a bowl in front of you and it's clearly complimentary and they don't put any rules around the Minties.
There are rules. There are social rules.
No, it's open season. If they could not prove in a court of law that there was a rule about how many I could have.
But it's not about them proving it. It's about them seeing that and what that says about you.
Okay, well.
And it says you can't control yourself and you love Minties.
I do love a Minty. One of my favourite lollies. I will say, I've asked a few people, because I know you and Michael were pretty shocked about this today, about how many I ate. And you don't even have the final number. I have the final number of how many I ate. But I asked people about it today. All the responses I was getting from the people I went to was, if they're complimentary, they're complimentary.
Did you tell them how many you had?
I didn't give them an exact number, no.
Yeah, exactly.
I might have made it sound like 3 or 4.
Now, Dom was eating them by the handful. I don't know how many he ate.
Yep.
But on 13:10:60, if someone can guess the amount you ate in the 10-minute window this afternoon, Dom, will you send them a packet of Minties?
That many Minties or a whole packet?
A packet.
A whole pack.
I imagine it'll be the same number.
Yeah, happiness. If someone can get the exact amount of Minties I ate in 10 minutes in a reception area, we'll
send them
Minties.
You know what this is? This is the radio equivalent of how many jelly beans are in the jar.
That's it.
But it's how many Minties did Dom eat in 10 minutes while we were waiting in reception.
So let's give the parameters. Let's give the setup people need to know here. So there's a receptionist sitting about 2 meters away from us. There's a bowl full. I would say when we walked down, there were about 25 Minties in the bowl. A bowl full of 25 or so Minties, and the three of us sitting around 10 minutes. How many did I eat in that time is the question. Do you want to take a first guess? Do you want to take a punt?
Six.
Six. All right. Zach's setting the bar at a guess of six.
Can you say higher or lower, or do you don't want to give too much away?
Higher than six. That's all I'm giving you for now. 13:10:60, if you want to have a guess at how many Minties I ate in that 10-minute time frame. If you can get it right, a packet of Minties your way. And that'd be good, actually, because then I can stop by Coles and get myself one as well.
2-for-1 deal.
2-for-1.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Do you think you can guess how many Minties Dom consumed in 10 minutes while waiting at reception? I don't know the final amount, Dom, but you have agreed.
Yes.
If someone can get it bang on, you will send them a packet of Minties.
Well, I guess it's a question of, firstly, how much before someone would stop.
Yeah.
But then also, how many could you actually physically sneak in that time?
Because they're quite hard to eat. They're chewy.
They are. Well, they're quite hard
first. Do you swallow them whole?
Well, I do know my tactic is I put them in my pocket for like a minute to soften them. And then they're easily, more easily chewable.
You're a complicated human, aren't you? There's a lot going on.
You got to have a tactic. You got to smart. All right, so we have opened it up. 13:10:60. If you want to take a guess, the winner if you can get it dead on. We'll get a packet of Minties. Clayton on 13 10 60. How many do you reckon I ate, Clayton?
I'm going to go, you went just under 1 minute, so 9.
9. Ooh. Good guess, Clayton. That's incorrect.
Are you giving more or less?
It was higher than 9.
Higher than 9? Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Okay. We have Rosie in Melbourne on 13 10 60, our next contestant, Rosie. Firstly, do you reckon you would have done more than 9?
No, definitely not.
I hear you saying that you're impressed, Rosie.
Yes, I am.
Great. Well, how many do you reckon I had?
12.
It was higher than 12.
Higher than 12.
That's right.
I also
right.
need to point out.
Yes.
We also, producer Michael and I, had to explain all the cartoons to Dom on the site. He didn't understand any of them.
I got one of them. Yes, I didn't. They're complicated things, the Minty cartoons.
We're going for over 12.
Okay. What we're doing is currently guessing how many Minties I ate in a reception in 10 minutes that were free Minties.
We got Kate on the Sunshine Coast. Kate, what do you
Hello.
Reckon? How many?
Look, firstly, I'm a little bit disappointed that you didn't know what the cartoons were, Dom.
Look,
you must not eaten enough Minties.
No, I do. I just don't stop and look at the wrappers. They're in the bin. They're in the bin quickly, Kate. I'm polishing through these. Who has time for packaging? How many do you reckon
I
had?
True. Well, I reckon 16.
Oh! 16! You ate 16 Minties in 10 minutes!
Yeah, yes, I did. That includes 4 that I stashed in my pocket on the way out.
You must have been going 2 at a time! Was it more than 1 at a time?
There were a few instances where I had a double Minty in one sitting. Congratulations, though, Kate. You walk away with a packet of Minties for yourself. Do you reckon you can beat that time?
Oh, look, I think I've got tough competition.
Yeah, look, you do. You got to excel in something in this life, Zach. That's what I've always said.
Wow. Dom did tell me off air he did eat enough to activate the laxative effect in Minties. So okay. There you go. If you're wondering how many that was, that's 16.
Okay, that's the last time I've given you any info about my bowels in the songs.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
This is Collective Noun's Out of Context News.
Making Out of Context News tonight, Pauline Hanson isn't happy that Australia entered Eurovision.
I don't think there's any possibility of us ever winning it. And I think that to get involved in this, it's really concerned me greatly.
Also, Delta Goodrum explained why being a judge on The Voice is so hard.
It's just some of them aren't that good, you know, you just wait for the good ones.
And Donald Trump watched Matilda and loved Mrs. Trunchbull.
She was just incredible. Warm, loving, really smart, could be tough if she had to be, but basically she was a really nice person.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
If you've listened to the show before, you know that each week we ask, beg, nay, plead for 5-star reviews on the iTunes podcast store, a.k.a. the Collective Noun forum, a.k.a. the happiest place on the internet.
And it is so affordable to get into the Collective Noun forum. All it's going to cost you is a 5-star rating on the iTunes podcast store. Search for Collective Noun on iTunes. Leave a 5-star rating as your admission price into the forum. And then, Zach, you can write whatever you want and spend all day roaming the grounds of the Collective Noun forum.
Who do we have frolicking today?
We always love an international guest in the Collective Noun forum. And Anna has made her way over from Canada to pop by the forum. Just saying that that she was missing Australia a few weeks ago. She was here this time last year and now spends her days listening to this podcast and reminiscing on her trip to Australia. However, she does go on to say that apparently while she was here, she thought there were quite a few Australians mean to her. And this podcast and the callers we have and the general Australian vibe of this podcast is restoring her faith in the friendliness of Australians.
Well, I'm sorry that Australians were mean. I feel like we need to apologise on behalf of our country.
Oh, well, completely. I'm trying to think of contexts where Australians might have been mean. Where do you see Australians upset?
Well, possibly if you're in a park and you thought you had bags for the barbecue.
That's true.
And someone else came down and they were trying to vie for the free barbecue in the park. Australians, you know, things can get messy.
How do you bags a barbecue? What do you reckon
you
is the
symbol? You have to go down early.
Yeah, okay.
So there's always someone gets sent down on New Year's Eve, gets sent down, you know, mid-morning, and actually, they have to camp out there.
Well, New Year's Eve a few years ago, there was a spot, it was near a barbecue, but a spot with view of a fireworks display that a family told me that they'd bagged by leaving a blanket there and walking away.
Yeah, blankets are a common one.
No, I'm sorry. If there is not a human presence in
the
area.
So what did you do?
I sat on their blanket.
Well, you can't sit on someone else's
well,
blanket.
Well, they left the blanket there.
Was the person Canadian? Maybe we're getting to the bottom of this.
How did I know that it wasn't just a stray blanket that had been left there?
Because
I didn't
know... those don't exist. They don't grow in the wild.
No, but I thought someone had left a blanket behind. It wasn't evident.
How considerate. Someone left a blanket for me in a prime spot. None of these other thousands of people around have seen this spot.
Well, I'm okay.
So they come back. This is a Goldilocks and the Three Bears situation. Yeah. They've come back, yeah. And instead of finding Goldilocks in their house, they found Dom Fay on their blanket.
Well, no, it's interesting because I've had a strong opinion on this on lines for a long time, right? You can't hold a spot for more than one other person in a line. Only one.
That's what annoys me when there's one line for two checkouts. And obviously what's happening is you're splitting.
Yes.
So once you get to the end, it goes one, two, one, two, one, two, whatever, however they come up. Yep. And someone will come along and think like, these 10 people haven't seen that there's two checkouts. It's like, no, everyone's seen it.
Yep.
We have a system. Mm. You're not a genius thinking, wow, this one's free. There's 10 people at another one.
Generally what I do now, if I'm in your position there, is I'll kind of stand in the middle of the two when I get to the front of the line to kind of cut people off. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what you should do. That's good line etiquette.
It's good line etiquette. And anyway, my point is...
it makes it clear what's going on.
From the past 3 minutes of conversation, I'm starting to see why Anna might have received a bad impression of Australians.
If she went to the supermarket or any fireworks displays...
Well, look, it's good to know that we're doing some good reparative work here
in
the forum.
I hope so.
Next up, Zach, we have Veggie Suck in the Collective Noun forum.
Okay, well, people have criticised us before of writing our own reviews. And if that's not a Dom Fay pseudonym, then I don't know what is.
Look, it's not a pseudonym, but it is a campaign I'm happy to lend my voice to.
Veggie Suck.
Veggie Suck. Do you know, I reckon we storm City Hall tomorrow with a protest. Down with veggies.
And what's your platform? Destroy all veggies in the world?
Well, we can't destroy all veggies because then we'd lose chips.
Yeah, okay.
And popcorn. Well, you know what? I think we've got to sit down with a committee. We've got to determine...
Which plant-based foods are in, which are out.
We need to make our decisions, basically.
I imagine broccoli will be the first that you get let go.
Broccoli will certainly be in the first cull.
My radishes at home have started to germinate.
No, they're gone.
In my veggie patch. Would they be worried under your regime?
Give me one tasty use for a radish.
I don't know yet. It's the first time I've grown them. I'm interested to find out.
I grew radishes actually in primary school. I'm sure a lot of people did.
Yeah, because they're the easiest to grow. I did it because I wanted a win. Out of everything in the veggie patch, I was like, at least I can guarantee that will grow.
Well, my thing with radishes is now that I'm looking back on my adult life, I don't think I've encountered a radish.
Maybe in a salad. You know what? You haven't encountered one. They don't usually make them into chips. So in that case, you would have avoided them.
No, radish is gone. Celery's gone. We can hold on to some lettuces. I don't mind a San Choi bao. So lettuce can stick around for that.
Yeah. Nice so crunchy texture. Lettuce exists as a container.
As a container, yeah.
Do you eat it or do you just eat the mince and chuck out the...
No, it's a lovely crunchy texture with not too much taste. So it can stick around. You know
is
what?
Is that iceberg lettuce?
Yeah, iceberg. Yeah. Oh, good Lord, Rocket's gone. Rocket goes before broccoli.
Yeah.
I ordered something on the weekend and Rocket came out as part of the meal. Mm. And I was like, you've got to be kidding.
I'm growing Rocket as well.
Oh, well, Rocket
almost ready to harvest.
I reckon Rocket's the first thing I'm getting rid of. Because you know what? What an underwhelming vegetable.
Peppery. No, it's
good. It's got such an exciting name. I remember when I first had Rocket being so excited.
Yeah. Going to the moon, baby.
what an exciting name to give a vegetable, right? And then it tastes like that.
Yeah.
Just what a disappointment. Is that the taste that being in a rocket feels like? I don't think so.
What do you think about spinach?
Spinach is gone. Yeah. Long gone. I mean, that doesn't... I'd take spinach leaves over rocket leaves, but I mean, it's a situation I never want to be put in. that's a bad day if I have to make
the Dom
Fay
conundrum.
That's it. Well, look, Veggie Suck has just dropped by to say they've asked a question for us, which is on a scale of 1 to cheese, how much do we love LA ice cola?
Okay, well, we've dovetailed out of veggies into what I imagine Veggies Suck, their campaign group, the political party,
yes,
would also be running on cheese positive.
Well, this is the thing. Obviously, when you run a campaign, you can't be all negative. What people will ask,
they'll
sure.
say, yeah, what are you against, but yeah. what are you for?
What are you for?
Good question, person in the crowd. And you would bring out a wheel of brie.
No, what we'd do is we'd turn the placards.
And on the back, what does it say? Up with cheese.
Up with cheese. Down with veggies. Up with cheese.
Yep. Okay.
It's a good platform, and we will run a successful political party on that platform. I honestly think if we ran on that platform, we'd get a lot of support.
I think you actually would.
We wouldn't get endorsed by any of the dietitian groups. No. We wouldn't get endorsed by anyone with a scientific background, but geez, we'd get votes.
What's the question? On a scale of zero to cheese,
yes.
How much do we love LA Ice Cola?
Yeah.
What was cheese the high point?
In this instance, yeah. I mean,
well, cheese. As high as it goes.
Yeah.
Double cream, triple cream brie.
Couldn't go higher. I mean, I...
Triple cream brie.
Yeah.
Eden, we're using cheese sticks to dig it out. Bigger cheese stringers. So it's cheese on cheese.
There is actually a slight LA Ice Cola controversy that we should address.
That's right.
Yeah, now, do you know what I'm talking about here?
That's right. On Instagram, yes. We did put up... a little fun little prank you can play on your friends. Surprise Hueys, okay. Where you hide pictures of Ian Hewitson.
From Huey's cooking show on Channel 10 in the mid-2000s. Yeah.
When you Google his image to cut out the image, he will get an alert. And he'll wonder why there's been a spike in people searching his name. Yeah. But I ran a tutorial on our Instagram page on how to do this.
How to do a surprise Huey.
I opened a fridge and Nikki pointed out on Instagram, Dom. Mm. That the fridge had a Pepsi in it, but not an LA Ice Cola. Originally, Nikki said, Zach, what's going on? But no, it wasn't my fridge.
No.
I wouldn't surprise Huey myself. That was actually producer Michael's fridge.
Yes.
He's here now. Michael, can you defend why you had Pepsi in your fridge instead of LA Ice Cola? Well, I can answer it myself, but it's because you wouldn't find LA Ice Cola in the fridge.
Well, that's exactly.
It'd be at room temperature.
That's true.
It's ideal.
But
recommended serving suggestion.
It is a fair question why you would even have Pepsi in the household. And I think that's what the country wants answers to.
Yeah, and that's a good question. I do have an answer for you, luckily, and Zach did touch on it on his response on Instagram. Mm. It's all about market research, Dom.
Right, okay.
You know, the CEO of Apple, he probably picks up a Samsung phone every now and then.
That's true. So you were testing Pepsi to see how it compared to LA Ice
Cola. Not very well.
Could I put up my hand and take my Sherlock hat on?
Yep.
And guess how the Pepsi got there?
Mm.
I also noticed in your apartment that day some Domino's pizza boxes in the recycling. Now, I know with Domino's pizza, Pepsi is the common drink that comes with it.
Mm.
Is that where the Pepsi came from?
We've got a Sherlock Holmes in the office.
Yes! Because of course, and we've been against this for years, if one of the major retailers would happily take on LA Ice Cola, we'd have a happy country.
I mean, we like Pepsi. There's nothing wrong with Pepsi. We don't want to start an anti-Pepsi campaign.
Good Lord, no.
But why can't it get a look in LA Ice if Domino's could take it on board?
I imagine if you could order... And you know what? They often have to bring like a little cold bag to keep the Pepsi in or the soft drink in. You could keep it right next to the pizza, the LA Ice Cola. It doesn't need its own temperature control.
What did you think of the Pepsi, Michael? In the fridge, was it too cold? You would have preferred it at room temperature?
100%. Too cold, not sweet enough. Yep. You know, all the problems that you commonly encounter with brand name colas.
Yeah. And I would say far too expensive. Far too expensive. I mean, not a knock on Pepsi. I'm just saying. We love Pepsi.
We're just concerned that Pepsi might be a sponsor or a future sponsor. That's what you're hearing here, people.
And in the meantime, while we're touching on this, how has the surprise Huey trend taken off over the weekend?
There was a few people saying that they were going to get on board. We never got any pitches. I'm just trusting that they did that.
Actually,
we didn't ask for pitches.
Look, maybe if you'd like to start surprise Hueying your friends.
Yeah, you can tag us on Instagram.
Tag us. Send us pictures through, whatever you want to do. We'd love to see surprise Huey catching on.
Mm.
My dream one day is that Huey himself gets surprise Hueyed.
Yeah.
If he came full circle like that, that would be beautiful.
He opens up his spice jar, says himself.
Yeah. He's probably confused initially. but was this a promotional spice jar we used for the show back in the day?
Oh, they didn't. They weren't making promo gear, mate. Did you ever watch that show? I did watch it recently. He travels the world.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
I don't know how, because the setups they're using look like he's cooking at a campsite. So they must cut the budget on the cooking and put it all into travel.
Well, it's actually a really interesting point because when I was in Melbourne years ago on a family holiday, I think I was in year 12, we stayed in the same complex. So in like this apartment complex downstairs, they filmed Huey's cooking adventures. So it had all the logos outside and you'd walk past to see them cooking in there, right? I walked past numerous times on holiday, saw Huey in there once, and he was eating a McDonald's cheeseburger as he sat at the bench.
You saw Huey?
I saw Huey eating a cheeseburger.
Oh, that is amazing.
Yeah.
I thought when you started that story, when you said I was in Melbourne,
yep.
I thought, like you might say, I went to George Colombaris' restaurant. Yep. I thought you might have gone to Huey's roadside barbecue. Standing out sausages, Huey was on the barbie at Bunnings.
No, it was interesting because clearly I think Huey had one camera person and that was his whole crew.
I love Huey so much.
Yeah.
If you don't know who we're talking about, he was the original, at least for our generation,
yeah.
TV
chef.
Mm. And this was before Paleo Pete. I mean, yep. He was not into health.
He really wasn't.
Like everything was smothered in butter. Often he would add more butter in.
You would say, by the way, that my Docklands trip when I walked past the studios and saw him there eating the cheeseburger, perhaps that was the greatest surprise Huey of them all. The real man. And in fact, Zach, maybe that's how this comes full circle. Maybe in future years, our producer Michael will open his cupboard and instead of a picture of Ian Hewitson in there,
it'll actually be Huey.
The latest set for Huey's cooking adventures. He set up a trestle table.
When we were doing surprise Hueys, yep. I did suggest, Dom, if you put on some overalls and a mustache,
shut up.
You could play young Huey in the Huey biopic. And you didn't think you could, but I totally think you could.
Well, I'm just sick of all these comparisons being with...
Huey is a great comparison. He's an icon.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, first it was Bert Newton. I could play a young Bert Newton. Now it's a young Ian Hewitson. You've never said a young George Clooney. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, well, yeah. No, that's a good point.
But look, you know, if they decide to make the young Huey like a young Sheldon spinoff, young Huey... Happy to put my hand up.
Well, wasn't over the weekend the Olivia Newton-John bio series on?
Well, that's
they might do that with Huey.
We should absolutely do a young Huey biopic. That's what the world's. That's what Australia's really crying out for. Give us more Huey. Give us Huey's origin story.
Love it.
We can work on that. That is all we've got time for on the forum today. If you do want to be a part of it, we'd love to have you in. All you have to do is search for Collective Noun on iTunes. Leave a 5-star rating as your ticket price into the forum. Write whatever you want in the review. And we're out next time on the show.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
I feel like I've let down millennials everywhere, Dom, over the weekend. I want to tell you what happened. Mm. I felt embarrassed. I felt like that I had made a mistake.
Yeah.
I want you to tell me if that's valid or not.
Well, how about this? I am a millennial myself. I will let you know if, on behalf of millennials, we feel ashamed.
Yep.
I'll let you know if we feel ashamed about this.
I was at a wedding. Yep. It was after the wedding. Everyone was outside taking photos. Now, at weddings, you have a lot of people coming together from a lot of different friendship groups. They might not have seen each other in a while. You got your school friends, your uni friends, whatever.
Mm.
There was a group of people catching up. They came over to me and they said, hey, could you take a photo of us?
Okay.
Well, I'm more than happy to.
That's not a millennial thing necessarily. That's a long-term thing. Can
well,
you
they
take
passed
a photo?
Me an iPhone, which I had assumed it was for Instagram.
Sure. Okay.
Or at least Facebook.
Now, my friendship group have known not to ask me to take the photo anymore. But you are a trusted photographer.
But this is a stranger. They're approaching someone they don't know.
Well, they've made a good selection.
Thank you.
You're generally a great photographer.
So there's a group of them. Mm. There's a group shot. Half of them were in the shade, half were in the sun. And I said, guys, that's not going to work. So maybe let's move out into the sun.
This is what I mean. Already, little do they know. Who's a great photographer? I can't think of one. Mm. But little do they know. Is it Ken someone? Ken...
You're thinking of Ken Burns. He's a documentary maker.
Sure. Well, they've got the Ken Burns of photography. That's little do they know, this random person they've asked is a photography expert who knows about lighting. That's really great.
So I've taken a few photos, took three.
Mm.
I felt like that's what you'd be meant to do in that situation, a couple of safeties.
Okay. I'd normally take a few more, but three's not bad.
I noticed a few of them were wearing their sunglasses, which I don't think is a great idea, but I didn't think it was my place to tell them to take it off, right. Seeing as I was a complete stranger.
Yeah, this wasn't a photo shoot. You weren't doing makeup.
I gave the camera back.
Mm.
I walked back over to my wife and friends and family who were about 15 meters away. Yep. As I was walking back to my group, I heard a similar voice, a voice I'd heard before, asking in the distance, hey, could you take a photo for us?
Oh, no.
I turn around.
Yeah.
She's obviously reviewed my photo,
oh, no.
decided it wasn't good enough. Do you know who they went to? There was this guy who was maybe 60 years old.
Oh, no.
I'm not saying a 60-year-old can't take a photo, but when it comes to iPhones,
yes.
when it comes to Instagram, I should be the one taking it.
So basically, they've clearly thought this guy's going to do a better job than you. Did he? Could you tell from where you were if he did something differently?
Yeah, it was totally wrong. They turned around and he was shooting into the sun. The worst mistake you could make. I felt like yelling out, that's not going to be any better, guys. Come back to me. We can workshop it a bit.
So have you seen Instagram? Do you know which photo they went with? Do you have any clue which one got uploaded?
I avoided it for the rest of the night. I saw her at the reception and I made sure I didn't make eye contact. I was ashamed. I let her down.
Well,
we had a contract. I was going to take a photo for them and it was going to be a great photo. Well, I assume they wanted a good photo.
Well,
and I
true.
Let them down.
I don't. Look, I'm not saying that this isn't worth stewing over. I'm just saying I don't know if in 10 years' time you want to run into her at another function. And she'll be like, why are you bitter towards me, Zach? For 10 years, we've feuded.
Well, I know what's going to happen at that function.
Yeah.
Well, I know what's not going to happen. She's not going to ask me to take a photo for her.
Look, I hear your frustration. I think you need to track down on Instagram whether or not you were the person whose photo got uploaded. Because honestly, if they went with the 60-year-olds into the sun over you, then I think, as a millennial, ashamed. Mm-hmm. That is the verdict. We are ashamed of you. And we will cast you off to join the baby boomers. You're no longer one of us.
Yeah, okay. Well, maybe they will welcome me, but they probably won't after I paid out that 60-year-old.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Now, Zach, I've found out something my neighbours are doing every week, a service they're paying for every single week a few days ago. And I think it might be one of the more nonsensical uses of money that I've ever come across.
Okay. Is it in the garden?
It's not in the garden. There's numerous weekly services you might pay for. You might pay for someone to clean, someone to garden, things like this. I've never heard of somebody paying for this service, and certainly not weekly.
What was it?
So they're paying somebody $80 a week to clean their garbage bins, their wheelie bins.
How do you know how much they're paying him?
Well, because I've seen the van rock up every week, clean the bins and go off, and I Googled the guy's website.
Right.
And I found it's $80 to get both your bins professionally cleaned the way he does it. Now, my theory with this, Zach, is I'm sure every now and then you need to clean your bin, right? And maybe most people might just hose it out. But I feel like you'd be getting it pristine, right? Get your bin pristine, shining, glossy, smelling nice, bring it inside again. Within, 6 hours? The rubbish is just going back in there again.
Yeah.
Surely, if there's one thing that you don't need to be worrying about cleaning that regularly, it's the thing that holds your rubbish.
So you're saying it's meant to be dirty?
I'm saying that's its natural state.
Yeah.
If every year you're like, do you know what? The bins are getting a little bit iffy. I reckon give them a clean. That's fair enough. But I think if the guy who's cleaning your wheelie bins doesn't need directions to get to your house, he's cleaning your bins too often.
I inherited some bins. I moved into a house a few months ago.
Yeah.
They're filthy.
Are they?
Filthy. So much so that there's something baked onto the bottom. I can't figure out what it is.
Right.
So can I have those, that number?
Well,
I need their services.
Well, I was going to say, actually, it wouldn't be a bad idea. Maybe that's what they're trying to do, to sell the house in one day. Maybe that's a selling feature.
Also,
bins
it can't
pristine.
Be that messy week by week. Why don't you go over there and say, hey, I'll do it for 50.
I'll undercut. That's a great idea.
You just hose them out a bit.
That is all we've got time for on the show tonight. If you want to hear the full thing back, you can search for Collective Noun on iTunes and get the podcast there. We'll see you tomorrow at 10.
Bye.
That's all from Collective Noun. Grab podcasts and videos online on Facebook at Collective Noun Comedy.